Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Diving in, yes. Hello, my friend. I hope you're having an amazing day. Seriously, no matter when you're listening to this, day, night, as you wish. Today, I am looking out the window. It's been snowing all morning. It's a winter wonderland, and I kind of like it. And it's funny that today's topic is called Create Your Village. And I'm Heather. Yes, I am. And this is the Illuminate Your Worth podcast on the Inspired Choices Network. And this topic actually came to my mind in September, but it's so relevant right now because we are in that, well, in the Northern Hemisphere. Anyway, we're in this, you know, cozy season of winter villages with little trees and little carolers. I have a winter village that I put on the windowsill, little carolers and building snowmen. And last week we were talking about being alone versus being lonely. And it's interesting how these are feeding on each other, isn't it? Because sometimes you can be alone and not be lonely. And sometimes you can be in a community and be lonely. So imagine I live in a city that has, you know, 3 million people in it. And when I first moved here, I really didn't like it, you know, and it took me 10 years to figure out how to live in this city. I live in Toronto, and I know there's cities that are way bigger. And I grew up in a place that only had 20,000 people. That's where I grew up. So when you move somewhere bigger, you just feel a bit lost, I think. You know, where is my community? Where is my village? And it took me a good 10 years to figure out how to navigate inside of a city of this size and not feel anonymous, not feel disconnected and disengaged and unseen. Not that you necessarily, you know, need to be seen all the time. I know introverts hate being seen, but I spent many years very shy. Being seen was not what I wanted to do. But there is space for all of this to exist, and there's ways to figure out how to be in this space and how to reclaim your connection to wherever you are. And maybe it's not even reclaiming it. Sometimes it's you creating it. I have a card, interestingly, that this just came into my mind. I have a card. I'm sure I've spoken about Abraham Hicks in the past. Esther Hicks channels the voice of Abraham. And I have a card. Manifestation cards. They're like oracle cards, you know, just randomly pull a card. It's like reading your horoscope. And one of them says that you create the world that you live in. And if you think about that really to the degree that you've created this whole planet, you're like, no, I would never create car accidents and cancer. And to some extent, maybe you would, but let's zoom in a little closer and say the community that you live and engage in, the friends that you have, the place that you live, you can see the more direct connection to that. You do create that place. And it doesn't have to be scary. I think that idea scares people. It's like, ooh, that's too much power. Eek, eek, eek. And they run away. But instead, let's think about this as a gift for you, that you can create your own village. Not just your little Santa village on the windowsill with your snowmen and your Christmas trees, but the village that supports you and There is friendship, there is independence, there is community, there is the word that I'm looking for is it's like you are your own person, which is independence, but there's another word floating around in the back of my mind. It might pop in, it may not. That's the way my mind works. But the tone of where you live is set by the tone of how you interact with where you live. So it's interesting because I lived in Toronto for 10 years and I didn't like it. I was kind of sending that tone into my relationships. I'm like, oh, it's okay. Yeah, I'll have some fun here, but I'm not really liking it. I hate this commuting. I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this. And this was, I've moved here almost 30 years ago. So it took me a long time. Has it been that long? Wow. Wow. That's a long time, isn't it? It's because I've never really lived anywhere in one spot for all that long, except where I grew up. But if you think about it, that 10 years where I was not really engaging, not liking where I was, so I wasn't trying to make a space that I felt like was home. So I didn't feel like this was home. And I would avoid, making deeper connections. I would avoid, feeling like I belonged there almost. It's like I'm like, I don't want to feel like I belong here because I don't like it, so I'm not going to play this game. And at some point I realized, and I think it just came on slowly, that I figured out how to navigate in a place where I felt anonymous. And what I did was, and it's a bit of a joke in where I live, is there are major north, south, and east, west routes that define the city. Yonge Street, you've probably heard of Yonge Street, this huge long street that goes from the lake north. And people always say, oh, I never go east of Yonge or I never go west of Yonge. It's like it's divided the city in half. So what I ended up doing was I took that concept and I made my own village. I carved out my little village in this big city. And I said, okay, this is my village. The rest of the city is just another country around me. And this is where I live. And it's a very interesting shift when you find a clear place to land, right? It's so interesting that then you start to be able to see what you want to see. You want to see how you can engage with these people. You can have a deeper conversation with these people. You can have more meaningful friendships. You can have a more meaningful reason for being. You can have more meaningful work. Now, what's interesting is I still kept my same job for a period of time after I figured out how to live in the city. But at some point, I stopped doing that job because I said, this doesn't fit in my village. That's when I left accounting. This doesn't fit in my village. I'm going to take this out of my village. I don't want to be an accountant. And the reason that this topic came into my mind actually wasn't, I didn't have to do with Toronto entirely and setting up Christmas. It had to do when in the fall when I was in England, and I was walking one afternoon to a village that I wasn't actually on my full walk yet. It was in advance. I was just wandering around and I decided to do a short walk to a village that I thought was really interesting. If you watch Father Brown, that's where Father Brown is filmed. And as I was walking down the trail, a gentleman, I hadn't seen anybody, for an hour or two, a gentleman stopped me and asked me if I had met anyone along the trail. And I said, no, I've been alone. I've walked all the way from Chipping Campden and I haven't seen anyone. And he thanked me and he said, we're looking for someone from the village who we can't locate. So if you see him, say hello and I guess bring him into the village. But then I walked further and I got into the village and I was wandering around and a police car stopped and two police officers got out and were talking to me, and they said, "Have you?" They showed me a picture. They said, "Have you seen this gentleman, or have you seen anyone?" I said, "No, I haven't. In fact, I just met a gentleman a little while ago who asked me the same question." And they said, "Oh, well, he's one of the older members of the community, and I think he might have had a bit of dementia or something." And they said, "He's gone missing, and so we're out looking for him." I said, "Oh, well, I'll keep my eyes open, you know." So I wandered around a little longer, and I was a little cold. It started to rain. It is England. And I went into this little cafe next to Father Brown's church, right next to Father Brown's church. Oh my God, it was so great. And there was quite a few people in there, and there was a clipboard, and there were people on cell phones, and I wasn't really sure what was going on. Yay, Father Brown. Yeah, Danielle, love Father Brown. It's funny, I'm not religious at all, but Father Brown could almost make me convert. You know what I mean? So I'm multi-denominational, but I was in, and I went up to the counter, and they said, "Oh, are you here to help?" I said, "Well, I came in for a bowl of soup." They said, "Oh, yes, no problem." And this cafe was the central hub of the village. Everybody in the village was out looking for this gentleman. And I thought, "Oh my gosh, I want to live in a place where people notice that I'm missing, or that people notice that I'm having a challenge, and they're physically out looking for me. And people are concerned and engaged and draw together to support each other. That is what village life, that's what a community should be, right?" And as we've moved into these bigger and bigger cities, we've lost some of that. And it was interesting, so interesting to see it in action. And while I was there, they found him, and everybody was so happy, cheering and hooray. And it's like, wow. I'm so happy right now because I get to participate in this, even though I don't live here. But they included me in the celebration, and it just was such a moment of realization of how important our human connections are. And we talk about it lots. We're like, during COVID, we talked about how we needed these human connections because we weren't able to have them. We talk about social media. We talk about how social media is connecting us but disconnecting us because we aren't getting the same level, the same depth of community, of relationships. Everything is very superficial and surface and influencer, and you don't actually see anyone's real, uncurated life quite often. I feel like we understand it intellectually, and we talk about it from a thinking perspective, but community and village and connection is a deeper thing than something you think about. It is a physical feeling. It is more abstract. Words probably can't fully capture what it means to be connected to another human being. We made this language very rich and able to capture a lot of things, but at the same time, it falls so short in describing so many things about the human experience. So when we're talking about human connection, I'd love if we could skip the words somehow. Imagine if we were all telepathic and we could just talk to each, we could just, send the vibes over. It is a vibration, it is a connection. And when you find your way to connect with your community, your people, then you feel that support. You can intellectualize it all you want. You can talk about it. We can do memes about it. We can write songs about it. But feeling that deeper connection with people without words is, I think, where you will find the support and the connection that will help you bring yourself more to the surface. The years that I lived in Toronto, that I was unhappy, I was living somebody else's life, right? And I think the city was only part of what was keeping me in a life that wasn't mine, right? I was an accountant, I was an executive, I was doing all the things. I was living in the big city, I was super important, I was check, check, check all the boxes. When I carved my little village out and I carved out the more aligned profession, job, calling that I wanted to be, they all kind of came together at the same time. So I created a different community. I created my own village. I created my life's work in a way that let me be a more full expression of myself, which is super powerful. Now, I see that we're supposed to be going on a break now. If you ever want to come to the chat room, by the way, come on down because you'll get to see all this stuff that happens in the background. So come over to the chat room while before we go on break, or while we're on break, pop over and give us a little 5-star review on your favorite platform. That'd be fabulous. After we come back from the break, we're going to keep talking about this, and we're going to talk about how to start to create it for yourself. Things to think about. So I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're on the Inspire Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspire Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspire Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Dun, dun, yay! Yes, email me, my friends. I would love to have an email from you, info@heatherstewart.coach. And in case you didn't, you just landed here and you haven't heard, I right now am giving an hour with me for an alignment activation. And what we do is we go through some of these questions about what's working and what's not working. Really, I just ask you a lot of questions. But it's interesting having someone reflect from you from the outside and ask questions can really hone in on where you might be stuck. So send me an email, and actually, guess what? Before you could only get it by email. Now my new website is up. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. I just launched it last week. My new website is up, heatherstewart.coach. Go over and check it out. If you break something, send me an email and tell me so that I can fix it. But seriously, an alignment activation in an hour with me, and just helping you see where you might be getting a little hung up in being able to be your full expression of you, right? This is my goal in life. My goal in life is that everybody gets to shine their light into the world. Thanks, Dana. Dana's hiding in the background here too. And I spent an hour with Dana, and she said it was an amazing hour. So, and I didn't even pay her to say that. So, creating your village, think about that. If you can imagine what your village would look like. Do you remember that show Cheers when everybody knew Norm? Norm, everybody knows you want to go live where everybody knows your name. So I have not everybody in where I live knows who I am, but it's very interesting that when you start to create your village or your community, you start to become familiar. So I have my favorite restaurant, and the owners know me, and they're always so excited to see me. And, I have my favorite place to get my matcha because I'm a matcha drinker, and the baristas know me. So it's like you create this familiarity, you create this connection. Connection, connection, connection is what's important. So I have created a village in the wilderness of my big city. I still go outside of it. Yes, I will go east of Yonge Street to see my friends. But then it's like I'm going on an adventure. I'm going on an adventure to the other end of the town to see, somebody I know. But when you're creating the community you want, and if you have a good idea of how you would like to be able to connect with people, are you waiting for that to just magically happen? Because your actions are what are going to create your village. So are you waiting to be invited in? Or maybe you can start to create it. So doing something like finding somewhere that you really like. Doesn't mean you can't go try out other places. I eat in other restaurants, but I really love Robert and Maria's restaurant. So when I'm going out with friends, I'll say, hey, let's go over and visit Robert and Maria. And it this creates these anchors and this familiarity, and it allows you to get to know who you feel supported by. And if you want them to be in your village, right? The only way to know is to interact with people. If you don't trust anyone, then you are going to be lonely. Finding a way to connect with people and put faith in people and support them, reciprocal, so they can support you. This is the superpower. This is the superpower of being a human. This is the superpower of being a human. We can choose how we build our communities. We can choose how we show up in our world and what we contribute to our community. My husband, it's snowing right now. Well, it might have stopped snowing. He's out on his bicycle delivering food boxes from the food bank for people who can't get to the food bank, right? So he is fully engaged in supporting his community, and it makes him so happy. Sometimes the payback is just how is that emotion, that feeling of being connected to something bigger than yourself. And that is powerful. That is more powerful than any promotion I ever received. That's more powerful than any raise or a bonus, although I'm not going to diss a financial bonus. They're very handy. But the feeling of being able to contribute to a greater cause feels last, that feeling lasts longer and is a bigger feeling than a financial bonus, unless you take that bonus and you go and invest it in something, something that gives back. There's many ways to use financial abundance. And, when you're disconnected, your nervous system gets a little stressed out. If you think about, think about how we used to be back in the day when I think the village size, they did some study and the ideal village size was like 100 or something like that. Or 150. And when it got bigger than that, the natural order of how things operated started to kind of have to take a different structure. So the loss of, I'm going to call it village life, the loss of village life, it affects your parenting if you're a parent, because, you know, in village life, I remember when I was a kid, my mom knew I was at somebody's house. You know, she would just call the moms. Is she over there? Is she over there? Or she would stand in the backyard and yell. My mom, we as long as we were within yelling distance, we were good. She could yell really loud. And now you see children who you're like, right? I know. Mom just yells out the back door. Don't yell. But now, if you see a child who you think, you know, possibly, you know, if I was doing something wrong, the neighbors had no problem saying, stop doing that or I'll tell your mom, because they knew who my mom was. But now you won't say anything to a child. I heard a conversation on the streetcar the other day by these three boys. Actually, it was a year or two ago, but I was like, oh, my hair was lighting on fire, because these boys were being so obnoxious and rude and racist. And they came from a private boys' school. I'm not dissing private boys' school. I just recognized their uniforms. And I wanted to turn to them and say, did your parents teach you to be like that? And I was the crazy village lady who was going to discipline these children. But then I'm in a city of 3 million people. I realized they're not going to listen to anything I say. But I was highly offended. But when I was growing up, you know, the smaller places you grow up, it's okay if the neighbors say, don't be a jerk, right? You're not allowed to be a jerk. I'm going to tell your parents. And I wonder sometimes if our lack of discipline is coming from the fact that the village, we don't care. Our parents don't see us, we're good, because nobody's going to tell on us. But it affects our nervous system. Think about how social media gives you this illusion that you're in a community, right? But you actually aren't making any real connections. Our nervous systems are calmed by being connected. And think about care. So, caring for the people in your community means that they're going to care for you. There's interdependence, not in a bad way. There's shared values. There's that deep understanding of, you know, being kind to others. Being kind to others. I know we were talking about Father Brown. I just feel like I had this sudden, like, oh my God, I'm spouting verses. No, I'm speaking in tongues. But I just find this so important, and I feel like this time of year it's more important, because this is the time of year for many people who don't have a community. They feel it so strongly. They feel it so strongly, and they don't know how to change it. So perhaps they will join anything. And, you know, I have this feeling that you're this opinion, this conviction that everyone's an experiment of one. So it's okay to go and experiment with their other communities, but don't stay there if it's not the right community, because you're afraid to be alone or make a mistake. If you enter into a community and you realize, yeah, no, this is not my vibe, it's okay to thank them and exit. What is it called? The Irish goodbye, where you just back out slowly and disappear without saying goodbye. You know, ghosting is so common these days. The invitation is for you to think about starting. You can write it down, or you can just visualize it, you know, in your daydream sessions. I always recommend daydreaming at least once a day. In your daydream sessions, imagine what it would look like if you had the village you wanted and the support you wanted, the community you wanted, where you were 100% able to express your thoughts, your opinions, your ideas, your likes, your dislikes, your dreams, your intention for the world in a way that you can connect with all of these people and they are excited. We are going to go on another break. Wow, that was fast. Okay, so it's okay. Don't worry. Still got some more stuff coming on. We've got some invitations on how to build your village. Because I feel like if you could all, if you could connect to a village that supports you and they were connected to the people that supported them and everybody was connected into what supported them, we would live on a different planet. And that is one of my big, hairy, audacious goals. So we're going to go quickly on the break. If you didn't get a chance to do your 5-star review, now is the perfect time. I'm Heather. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We are creating a fabulous village of awesomeness, and we will be right back. I will see you in a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
It's always a path, by the way. There's no, I haven't found a to your thriving life, if you were listening to the lady introducing. I haven't found the way to skip over the road to thriving. It's a path. It's a process. It's an exciting adventure. It's moving from where you are to where you want to be, really. And you can't skip over the middle bits. Did I do the Messy Middle Bits podcast yet? I can't remember. I think I dream podcasts. So sometimes in my head, I've already done the podcast and I haven't actually done it with you yet. So don't worry if we haven't done it yet. The Messy Middle Bits. Nope, that's not out yet. That'll be exciting, won't it? So we're talking about your village. And, you know, part of thriving. So when I talk to people, community is one of the parts of your life that we talk about because it is such a big impact. So when I'm talking to people, you know, I talk about, you know, your physical health, because interestingly, that's where I started in accounting. But when I left and went into wellness, we talked about physical health. And if you're not well physically, how that kind of drains you and drains your ability to do the things you want to do in life. We talk about your emotional health. The third thing we talk about is your community. And whether it supports you or drains you, whether the people that you spend time with are people that are your cheering squad and your reality check, because you don't want a bunch of yes people in your community. You want people who will call you out on your BS if you are being that way, right? And it's interesting when you find a community, when you build, forget find, when you build your community of people who are supporting you and have the permission to be real with you, you get to be real with them and you get to more fully express yourself. And my current partner, my sweetheart, my awesome dude, when we it's that's when I started really creating my village. When we've now been together a little over 20 years. And that's when I'm just realizing that's when I really started to intentionally create my village, where I was going to live, who was going to be in my circle. And this is kind of a little side story. So when we met in yoga teacher training, it's a good place to meet a partner if that's your vibe. And we decided to go traveling in India together. And he was leaving. I had already decided that I was going to India and that I was leaving my corporate role. And I didn't know that he was also leaving his job and that he was planning to go to India, which is kind of how we ended up going together. They just cut the planets aligned. And my community at that time, you've heard parts of this story, thought I was crazy, thought I had lost my mind, were going to have me committed because I was leaving my job and my career, this thing that I had built, and I was going to India to do yoga. It's like, are you crazy? Now, my partner was a general manager of a YMCA facility. And I went to visit him. We started hanging out together more, obviously, because we're going to go traveling together. We better get to know each other. And his community, this was such a stark contrast. The people that he worked with were so excited for him and thought it was such an amazing adventure and opportunity. Didn't and he was the general manager. They didn't say, "Are you crazy? You're leaving your career. You're on a career trajectory and you're just going to abandon it." They're like, "That's so exciting. That's so amazing. You're going to have such a good time. You're going to see so many things." And because I was in the middle of that, what my community was doing and what his community was saying, I was like, "Wow. Why is the same act creating such a different response?" And I realized that my community, in their way, they saw it as being supportive because they didn't think that I was making the right choice. But instead of talking to me about it, so when you have a community that can call you out on your bull and are you making the right choice, instead of saying, "You're crazy, you're wrong, this isn't the right decision," you want a community who says, "Help me to understand this decision that you're making so that I can support you in the best way." Right? So this is something you want to think about when you're thinking about who you are including in your community. I did a podcast a long time ago called Based on Riffing Off the Book of Who's in Your Room. That's another great way to think of it. It's like, who's in your room? Who are you letting? Your life is a room full of people. Who are you letting in? You're allowed to shut the door. No, you're not allowed in. Let me see your ID. But this contrast between these two groups of people, we were both leaving a career. And we had both decided just to go traveling. And his community was so excited for him. And I had gave me a bit of pause to think about because leaving my job, I was leaving that community. There's not much of that community left in my life because they just fell away. As you shift, the things that no longer fit you fall away. And I had to think about, okay, so now I'm starting with like a clean slate, right? Almost like a clean slate. And what do I want to intentionally include in this? I want to be able to feel like there's a fabric running through this community of caring. And the people have come and gone, it's not like it's been consistent over the 20 years because I keep growing and changing. So as you keep growing and changing, you should, no, I don't like that word. It would be in your best interest, perhaps, to contemplate that it doesn't have to stay the same. If the friends that you had 10 years ago were like, I'm just thinking of a friendship that I recently ended. That was a friendship for 10 years that was aligned and supportive, and we were on the same page. And then there's a shift, there's a growth, there's a change, and now those paths have parted. So everybody is on the path to your thriving life. You were on your path to your thriving life. You were on your own path. And sometimes the paths are going to be like the 401 in parallel, all this traffic going in the same direction. How can there be so many cars on the road? One of my brothers is a truck driver. He hates driving the 401 because it's always so busy. But if you're all headed in the same direction, you can have little ins and outs. You will travel together, but at some point you may travel different roads, and that's okay. That's not a judgment of anyone. But when you're in a village, your community, your village is all traveling relatively in the same direction. You want the same things, you enjoy supporting each other. You may have differing opinions, and that's okay too. If you can let those opinions exist and still be friends. I'm thinking about my friends in the US right now who I don't know very many strong political opinions in the U friends with strong political opinions in the US who would entertain the other opinion. And you know what I'm talking about if you're in the US. I mean, it has split up families. How can that kind of thing split up a family? Think about it logically. Yes, I'm walking the political line, Danielle. It's like there are things in life that matter hugely. There are things that you can control. Well, have the illusion of control. You can't really control a lot of things. There are directions that you can take. There are choices that you make. Is that person, has that person that has a different opinion of you become so toxic to your environment that you can't allow them to have another thought, idea, or opinion? Your community doesn't all have to have the same opinions. Your community just needs to be supportive. Your community just needs to be able to see you and be okay with you. Acceptance. Think about that one. Acceptance. I gotta do an episode about Father Brown. Father Brown just popped into my head again, He is a Catholic priest, but he doesn't give people a hard time if they have different opposing views. He doesn't think his religion is over top of other religions. He doesn't call people out for being gay or all of these things. He forgives everyone, right? He thinks everyone is equal and allowed to have their expression. He will, of course, ask people to confess to save their immortal souls, but all he's saying is you better confess. I think you should confess because I think maybe killing people is bad. But your community does not have to be a clone of you. Your community is there to support you and challenge you. Challenge you in a way that makes you grow. Challenge you in a way that they can see you and see bigger things for you and push you a little further ahead. Right? Oh my goodness, can you imagine that? Wow, love that. And I have intentionally built those. I'm so excited and happy right now that the communities that I belong to are those things, right? They are supportive and they will tell me when I'm being crazy in the nicest possible way. I have like probably two more thoughts for you, but we have to pop off and have another listen to the voices from the internet. So, I am Heather. This is the Illuminate Your Worth podcast on the Inspired Choices Network. We're celebrating over here because it's December and it's snowing and we're creating our Christmas villages. So take 2 minutes and I'll be back in a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
We are walking the path to our thriving life. What do you, I'm always curious, and you can send me an email or put a comment somewhere. What do you think thriving is anyway? You know, we throw around these words. We come up with these cool memes. We come up with this branding. I've actually trademarked the Thriving Life Method, and I know what thriving means to me. Thriving means to me that I'm physically healthy. I'm not going to be on a, you know, runway anytime soon or the cover of a magazine, but I'm physically healthy. I am emotionally in a good state. My community that I've built over the last 20 years, I feel is supportive and challenging. My occupation, the thing that I do, that I choose to do to bring into the world, makes me super excited. Financially, I'm stable. And then the last thing I talk to, these are the six things I talk to people about, by the way, spoiler alert, is your engagement with some greater purpose, your spiritual, if you want to use spiritual source, universe, whatever it is, those things for me, I have created those walking the path to my thriving life. And my thriving life does not look like yours. And that's a good thing. Because if we had a village, building our village of people who are all the same, boring, and no way to evolve, no chance of improving, self-development, any of those things. So life throws them to you, you know, throws you curveballs all the time. And I've talked about my curveballs, the bigger ones anyway. They're actually part of who builds you, builds your character, builds your resilience, builds your convictions, builds your values. Everything you experience in life just contributes to the person that you are and the person that you're becoming. And you want to become your best person, your best version of you. Somewhere inside of you, there's a version of you that's, it's almost like it's been incubating. It's a seed that was planted when you decided to come to the planet. You planted a seed. Ooh, it'd be really cool. I'm going to plant this seed and let's grow it. But we've got to give it the right sunshine, water, love, weeding out the things that don't work. Some of those, sadly, or not sadly, are people. Weed those out, the ones that aren't working. And you end up with this beautiful life that you have grown, this person that you grow into, that shines. That's it. See, here's the English language again. I pause all the time because I'm trying to find words to express this feeling inside of me of what I see in you. Yes, I see in you how big and fabulous and outstanding you are, and how much more there is to bring out in you. And that doesn't mean you have to be on a stage. You don't have to be under spotlight. You don't have to be any of that. You need to be you. So when you are out there and you're like, if there's something in your life that's not working for you, that's your first indication that you need to weed something out. And the building your village, like this is just one of the aspects of your life. Think about it. If you're in a community of, and you know, my accounting friends, they were great. They were great. I actually really liked them all. But different set of values, I don't know. It's not like, you know, they were bad or anything. But just different priorities. Perhaps that's it. Different priorities in life. So if my priority isn't to climb the corporate ladder, our priorities aren't really aligned. I still have dinner with some of them sometimes. The creating of, if your community is toxic, if you have people in your, even family members, friends, you were born into them, you don't have to keep them if they're toxic. If you're in relationships that are toxic, that draws your energy away from you. It keeps you smaller. It keeps you from being able to feel safe or able to express yourself. And that's going to draw down your engagement. I'm going to even say, like, it's going to draw down your emotional health, which draws down your physical health. All these things are intertwined. So this is one, today I'm talking about this one thing, but I want you to see it from the perspective of it impacts your entire life, what you choose to, who you choose to have in your village. And if don't be discouraged if you feel like your village isn't quite aligned. It just means that you have an awareness, and that's, awareness is your first step to create the thing that you want. Awareness is the first step. Okay, this isn't working. Your second step, okay, what do I want it to be like? Okay, check. Then you start taking action. Don't forget to start taking action. You can have an awareness and decide to do something different and not do anything. Do you think anything's going to change? No. So you have to take an action. And you don't have to find your village. You don't have to abandon everything. You don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You can just start to make small adjustments. You can start to adjust you. You can start to become how you, so start living the way you want your village to be. Start living in the way you want your village to be. And the things that don't work will start to shift energetically away. And the things that do work will start to become available. You can still make decisions. You don't have to just do it through energetics. You can, you know, consistently show up at the same cafe and talk to the barista. Say hello. You know, have a conversation. Be the person that says, hi, how are you? Are you having a good day? You know, you don't have to wait to be invited. In fact, the best way to get what you want is to start taking action to what you want. My friend, I see the timer's counting down. Dun, dun, dun. So I will see you again next week, my friend. Keep your eyes to the sky. Keep your heart open and bright. And send me an email. Love you. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.